French police arrest Algerian suspect over synagogue arson attack. By Simon Kent on August 25, 2024. A man suspected of trying to set a synagogue ablaze in the southern French city of La Grande-Motte was arrested late Saturday after a shootout with police, Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said. About 200 police officers had been hunting for the suspect, Prime Minister Gabriel Attal confirmed earlier, adding the attacker had set fire to several entry doors to the synagogue and several cars nearby, as Breitbart News reported. Earlier, the alleged arsonist had been seen running from the front of the Jewish religious building on foot, his face uncovered, a red keffiyeh on his head. He was also reportedly wearing a Palestinian flag wrapped around his waist alongside two plastic bottles containing a yellowish liquid in his hands, Le Parisien reports. Jewish community leader Yonathan Arfi said the incident was an attempt to kill Jews and seemed to have been timed to target Saturday morning worshippers. President Emmanuel Macron said the incident was a terrorist act. BFM TV said the suspect was a 33-year-old Algerian. Local police declined to give further details, Reuters reports. Before the police could intervene, the suspect opened fire on the police, which returned fire. The man was wounded in the face, the office said in a statement describing the moments leading up to the apprehension and arrest. Two other people were taken into custody after the incident. A policeman was slightly injured when a gas bottle exploded as police secured the site of the attack on Saturday morning, Attal said. This is an anti-Semitic attack. Once more, our Jewish compatriots are targeted, Attal said on X. In the face of anti-Semitism, in the face of violence, we will never allow ourselves to be intimidated. After visiting the synagogue, Attal said an absolute tragedy had been narrowly averted after firefighters and police arrived quickly at the scene. The arrest came within hours of an asylum seeker from Syria being apprehended after a mass stabbing at a festival of diversity in Germany on Friday evening, as Breitbart News reported. At around 11 p.m. local time on Saturday, over 24 hours after the attack in Solingen, 26-year-old Issa Al-H. surrendered to police. France, like other countries in Europe, has seen a surge in anti-Semitic incidents following the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel on October 7. The latest survey from the EU's Fundamental Rights Agency, FRA, published last month confirmed Jewish people in the bloc continue to face high levels of anti-Semitism. More than 8,000 Jews in 13 EU countries, including Germany and France, were interviewed. Some 96% said they had encountered anti-Semitism in their daily lives. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.